It's Just Life. I want to tell you, it's called It's Just Life, Taking the Psycho Out of Psychology for Everyday Living. That will hopefully be a column that I'm working on. And the really good news is if I can put this on tapes and CDs and hopefully eventually some radio, you don't have to come out of your homes to get your education because you can read and you can order the tapes. And my motivation to do this, frankly, is 10 years in private practice as a psychologist and feeling very strongly about the fact that by the time people show up in my office, it's not proactive work, it's crisis work, or it's way too late, and I wish they had come a couple years earlier. And so I have really struggled with how do you get psychology out to the public? I mean, besides going to Border Books and picking up a book about something that's a pretty specific book, how do you bring in an affordable, dynamic, available way education to the public so they can learn to think and be mindful about so much that we in the field of psychology know about? I'm frequently saying to colleagues at the end of a work day, you know, isn't it sad what we take for granted? If everybody could have some coursework in psychology or go through 3 years training like I did in an inpatient unit with the most out of control adolescents you can imagine, if everyone could go through that before they have children, you'd be well prepared for how to handle anything that you come up across. So I just feel like there's got to be a way and there's got to be a need. And it's through you and your exit evaluation and frankly your feedback where I will find out whether I can go out in Montgomery County like this and people will come to hear a talk and learn a lot. I'm giving you a summary of what we're going to cover tonight. I'm going to give you some little snippets, examples of out of the ordinary behavior that pretty much typically shows up in my office. And then I'm going to talk about some concepts you need to understand before I tell you about categories or clusters of what we call behavioral disorders in children. And the concepts I'm going to talk about are nature versus nurture, goodness of fit, and the normal curve, what constitutes normal. And then I'm going to talk about behavior along a spectrum. And if you have those concepts that I'm going to inform you about, it's going to be easier when we talk about the behavioral disorders to understand how we in the mental health profession constitute something as a disorder. I'll talk about labels and our categories and our classification system and how to rule out behavior. And then I'm gonna, after I do that, go back to those opening real live examples so that we can go back and just kind of touch base with them once you've heard the whole talk to make sense of them. As you hear them, they're not going to sound crazy. When I say taking the psycho out of psychology for everyday living, one of the challenges I'm up against is the stigma we have in mental health. And, you know, if your child has asthma or your child has diabetes or your child has an allergy, you know, kids get allergies. But when it comes to social anxieties or sensory deficits or really any atypical behavior that we need to attend to in our children, and find ways to engage them, accept that quality or that behavior and how to intervene with it, we just have a much harder time in our culture, I think. It is mental health. It's our brains and it's neurology and it's neurotransmitters in our children's brains and our brains, and it's our temperament and how we're made up, but it still carries a lot of stigma in our society. So here's the cases.